Public. Ellie here on Hertfordshire's Mix 92.6. Now, last week, we were contacted by Rosie Watson, who wanted to tell us about an award that her company had won. So the company is Domestic Abuse Alliance, and I got in touch with them and I went to see them at their fabulous offices, I have to say, absolutely fabulous offices in St Albans. And I started out by asking Jo just who she was, what her company does, and what specifically she does for them.
I'm the team supervisor at Domestic Abuse Alliance, We Protect. I'm a senior legal advisor specialising in family law, specifically in protection orders such as non-molestation orders and occupation orders for the protection of women, men and children who are victims of domestic abuse. I also provide advice on further family matters such as children arrangements orders, prohibited steps orders, specific issue orders, female genital mutilation protection orders and forced marriage protection orders.
Tell us what that means. So people, I'm assuming, who are going through some form of abuse.
Yes, that's exactly it. So victims who are referred in to us, we support them in obtaining injunctions through the civil courts for their protection with our specialised legal partners.
It's a legal service, it's providing support, because anything, any kind of court process is quite often complicated, maybe wordy with legalese, etc. So you are helping to cut through all of that and give support to people who are probably in distress already.
Yes, absolutely. So we're in between the police and the solicitors and the courts.
Right.
So we offer legal advice and information to the referrals that are sent in to us, you know, and we prepare them for what's ahead during the court process. So it really does help, you know, that we can advise them on such matters. We also signpost them as well to any specialised support services that they may require, like IDVA support services or any emotional or counselling support services.
What's IDVA?
Individual Domestic Violence Advisor, who also helps support them more so emotionally. They're by their side. Typically, when we receive a referral in from the police will do a DASH or DARA report, and they usually are signposted to IDVAs already. However, if they haven't been, we do signpost them as well.
Okay.
So for that extra support.
What does that look like for you through your daily routine?
I would oversee our team of call handlers and caseworkers on a daily basis, ensuring that each referral is made to us, that it's actioned accordingly from the beginning of the victim's journey to the first point of contact with us, right through to the point of case passover to one of our dedicated legal partners who issue the victim's application and court for their protection. I maintain the structure of the internal organisation is run smoothly and all of our clients are happy.
How did you find yourself in this role in this company?
So it's a very personal situation for me. I had, you know, a few circumstances myself in which I felt I didn't have the support. It wasn't here in the UK. It pushed me even further to want to help people who were in my position, you know, obtain the protection and the orders that they needed to help them as much as possible to be able to continue their life in a peaceful and an abuse-free manner.
And that's quite common, I guess, isn't it? Where if you've suffered with something similar then and come across some of the issues that you've faced to try and get through those issues and help people so they don't have the same thing. So it's a brilliant thing to be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the service that we can provide here at We Protect Domestic Abuse Alliance is an extremely unique service, and I know if I had something like this at the time when I needed it, I would have been in a very, very different situation.
Yeah.
So that's what's pushed me to study at home, just get into this sector, the legal sector, to help people obtain the protection that they need.
So, well, an absolute inspiration. And I think part of the telling your story, you know, it doesn't have to be the whole story, but just allowing people to know that you went through something
that drove you to this changes things for people as well to do that, doesn't it? So it gives people the inspiration to do that themselves.
Absolutely, yes. But also, I think when you're on the same level as the victim referrals that come in as well, where you understand, you know, our team here, we are profoundly known to be so understanding as well of the victim and how they are feeling at that time, how we can support them, how we can make them feel as positive about the situation that they are in, even though it's an extremely negative situation that they are in. We are on their level and they feel that, they know that, they can sense that from us, that we are here to help them, we understand them, and we are going to do anything we can to try and help them as much as we can.
Tell me about the award that you won.
Yeah, we were honoured to receive the FSB, the Federation of Small Businesses Community Award, celebrating small businesses in the east of England for providing a pathway to legal assistance for victims of domestic abuse since 2020. Our organisation and our vision was recognised as making a meaningful and positive contribution to tackling a major social dilemma, domestic abuse specifically, by accelerating access to legal support and protection for victims. The impact of domestic abuse can have severe and long-lasting impacts on the mental health and physical health of survivors and adversely affect their families, communities and the economy. In addition to the acute and chronic experiences of the trauma itself, engaging with the UK legal system due to its complexities, lack of support, and particularly in the initial stages and slow speed, can leave survivors stressed, overwhelmed, and also frightened. This can make them more vulnerable to re-victimisation and exacerbate physical and mental health consequences. So therefore, in order to meet the mental health and other needs of domestic abuse survivors, they need to have that safe and supportive journey through the family court and criminal justice system.
What does winning the award mean to you?
It's an incredible honour because we know and we feel that our services are getting out there. They're being spoken about more and more. We're obviously doing something right, you know, so it's an extreme hurdle that we've kind of overcome because it's been 5 years of the directors and the team working so hard to get to this point. We're being recognised now on a nationwide basis.
You were recognised, I think, last year or the year before for the Mayor's Pride Awards as well.
Yes, we did. We did. We had the opportunity to attend the Mayor's Pride Awards. Two of our team were there, and we were again honoured to receive that award also.
So for people knowing about you and getting in touch, is there a way to do that, or is it referral only, or how does it work?
There's a few different ways you can get in touch. You can download our We Protect app. So we have an app. You can download it via Google Play on Android or by the Apple Store. You can also call our helpline on 0800 101 7110, and also alternatively you can email us at partners@domestic-abuse.co.uk. Our We Protect app also enables and supports self-referrals, which is a really good service to obviously have there as well.
So really important information for people to have. Joanne, thank you very, very much for talking to us. Congratulations on your award, and thank you for all the great work that you and the team do.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me. It's been a pleasure.
Honestly, what an absolute joy it was to meet Joanne and the team as well. So thank you very much, and a huge, huge congratulations for your award. And I was at the Mayor's Pride Awards when they were there and they won it a couple of years ago. So let's just repeat some of those details again. There is a We Protect app, which you can get through Google Play, Android, or in the Apple Store. You can also call them on their helpline, 0800 101 7110, or you can email them at partners@domestic-abuse.co.uk. So the We Protect app that they have also enables self-referral services. So absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Joanne, for coming to chat to us. Now, they're not here yet, Becky, but we know they're coming.
Get the red carpet ready.
We'll get the red carpet out. Photos. We must take photos this time. We're definitely taking photos. So in the next hour, they're on their way, hopefully, unless they've forgotten. But they shouldn't have done.